In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. History tells us of the great Titanic, a colossal ship thought to be unsinkable. And yet the Titanic, as powerful as it was, did not even survive its maiden voyage. The Catholic Church, this little boat on the storms and waves of history, the sort of boat that has defied human odds again and again, surviving what seems to be, despite the insurmountable violence of attacks and persecution, and despite even the weakness within. These storms and scandals throughout history do not discredit the Church, but on the contrary, all of these things enable us to see that her divine founder, Jesus Christ, keeps the Church afloat, despite all efforts from within and without to sink it. Indeed, no merely human institution would have survived this long and through such stormy times as we've seen through history. Today, our Lord is telling us again the same words he says to the apostles in the gospel. We can hear our Lord say, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Against all human odds and worldly reasonings, we are called to make an act of faith, an act of extraordinary faith, an act of faith in the divinity of the Church which Jesus Christ founded as his own mystical body. This faith has made so many saints of our ancestors and forefathers, who gave us schools and hospitals, cultural and charitable associations which formed Western civilization. The faith enables us to look beyond the weaknesses of the Church's members, who are all sinners, and this faith will enable us to trust that the Catholic Church is divine in her sacraments, which fill us with grace. The Church is divine in her solemn teachings about God, the human person and family, teachings about the moral life. The Church is divine in the spiritual ideals of truth and charity, in which we all try to form our lives. And that divinity of the Church cannot be diminished by human weakness, even by human sin. This faith and the facts of history itself all tell us that our Lord eventually will calm the storms which throughout history and still currently afflict his Church. Indeed, Christ is now sleeping in the boat. He is not abandoning his Church, but according to the plan and timeline of his infinite wisdom, our Lord is choosing to wait for just the right moment to give that same call that we read about in the gospel today. According to his plan, his divine power and love for us will appear to be all the more great, the more the waters are turbulent in our times. Another reason that God allows the storms to batter the boat of his Church is God wants to preserve us from pride and keep us from becoming too confident in our own strength. He wants to keep us humble. The invincibility of the boat does not come from its sailors, it comes from above. It is not we who can save either ourselves or the Church, but the Church who saves us. And if we do our best to serve the Church humbly and faithfully, according to our state in life, if our daily prayers and duties are lived in an attitude of trust in God and love for his will, we will not be thrown overboard, no matter how great the storm. We must always realize the great privilege that it is to be a member of the Catholic Church. To be on board this divine boat is a gift, a priceless gift that we've received without any merit on our part. But to be Catholic is also, of course, a great responsibility. We have to work at it, and we work best when we're put to a test. And that's why God allows us to be tried, so that we can grow, we can become stronger by his grace, and that, of course, requires our cooperation. We must know our faith and love our faith and live our faith. Let us allow the joy of our witness to that truth to disarm others and to radiate and attract more souls to Christ. Let us know our faith more deeply, let us love our faith more sincerely, and let us live our faith by giving more time, more effort, and more attention to what we're doing each day and to what kind of example we're setting for those around us. Our Lord is telling us today, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" He is sleeping in the boat, and from his place on the main deck, our Lord urges us today to hold steady, to remain strong. Let us know our faith, love our faith, and live our faith with and around others each day. And then God's grace will make us worthy to ride out the storms of this life and to arrive safe and sound at the harbor of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.